Milton Town Meeting will continue once again tonight, and joining us this morning with a preview is Town Moderator Robert Hiss. Mr. Hiss, good morning. Thank you so much for joining us.
Good morning. Thanks for having me again.
So just to recap, how many articles remain to be voted on?
Well, we have 25 left, but 11 of them were passed by our consent agenda, so we've got 14 to talk about tonight.
And we had earlier discussed three big articles likely to generate debate and discussion. One of those involving Algerine Corner has been voted on, but two still remain.
That's right. The first of those large two ones is the so-called land swap, where our school building committee has proposed building a new middle school, and they're proposing to take some land that was sold as conservation land about 40 years ago and using part of it to build the school. That's generated a lot of debate in town, but a new plan's emerged, and all the town officials are aligned around the idea of sending that swap back to the school building committee for further study. So we may be able to dispose of that quickly tonight.
What was the other major article again?
Yeah, pardon me, I should have said. Yes, the second is something called the accessory dwelling unit. You might think of this as the in-law apartment, so converting your garage so a family member can live in it, or adding an addition to your house, or even something inside your house. So back in the spring, the planning board wanted to make some significant modifications to that accessory dwelling unit bylaw, which is on the books now. You need a permit. It's limited to family members. And town meeting sent that back to the planning board. But then a citizen's petition arrived for this town meeting to make some slight modifications. They were proposing doing things like allowing caregivers, either for elderly parents or for children, to live in the accessory dwelling unit. So we'll debate that topic and see if the members approve it or modify it. But accessory dwelling units keeps coming back to numerous town meetings, and again tonight.
Any other articles you expect to generate debate and discussion?
Well, we will talk about the school budget, which is about $58 billion. It's when you plus adding in benefits, it's half or over half the town's budget. And I'm sure that will receive discussion. The schools asked for a 10% increase. The warrant committee granted them something just over a 6% increase. And I think there will be discussion on that, although it typically passes, but it doesn't pass without comment.
Now, do you think you'll be able to wrap up town meeting tonight, or do you see it going another night?
I am worried about going tomorrow night, but I'm going to do everything I can to focus our debate on the land swap so that we just deal with the motion to refer and try to get 14 articles done in one night. We've gotten 51 done in one night before, so I'm trying for 14.
All right. Well, Milton Town Meeting will reconvene tonight at 7:30 over the Zoom platform, with information about remote participation available at the town's website, townofmilton.org. And thank you so much for joining us this morning. We do appreciate it.
My pleasure. Thanks again.